Memory with All Right from the debut album called Prides. We've really played the pants off that here on Jazz FM. We love it so much. And Tahira's with me here. A proper welcome, Tahira, to the station today.
Thank you.
It's the first time we've actually got you in solo here, because you travel around with Jared, of course, and yeah. Take part in interviews and stuff that happen with him. But it's great to have you here. Talk about the album is actually produced, your album, with Jared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell me about the creative process. You were sort of alluding to it before. Yeah. I put the mic live. There's a bit of bourbon involved, some dark rooms. Actually, you wrote a lot of this stuff years ago.
Yeah, I wrote a lot of it when my daughter was 3 or 4. It was 2007 and 8. And I spent some time with some musicians in Portland, and I would hum tunes or whistle tunes. That's one little known fact. I'm quite the whistler. So I would whistle tunes and collab and figure out some arrangements. The piano player I was working with at the time moved away for a teaching gig, and I sat on my hands for about 6 years on some songs I'd been performing, and took about 10 of those songs. And when I got with Jared, we sat down and I spent a lot of time singing to him and him creating some great new arrangements for them. And, we just fuddled with everything until it was right. So that song in particular, All Right, was done in a dark room. It was in the middle of the night, having some drinks, keyboard out, and he had a great already rhythm situation groove set up, and I was like, I need to write lyrics to that, and I did, and it just came together very simply. And
that moment when it all falls into place, it's like a eureka moment, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So.
Yeah. And you kind of got this album together before you guys came out on tour last year. We remember the fervor and the debut at Ronnie Scott's. I mean, it's been an amazing, amazing year for both of you guys, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Jared Lawson, Tahira Memory, like synonymous now. But I mean, the two of you had an incredible year of touring around. Just tell me, take in some of the places that you've been. I've seen the pictures on Facebook of beaches here and there.
Yeah, we've seen about 16 or 17 countries in literally a year's time. I think it was about a week and a half ago. It was the anniversary of the Ronnie Scott's gig. So you can imagine, we've come out on tour. I think this is our fifth tour, and in that year, we've seen Croatia and Montenegro, and we've been to Denmark and Sweden, all over Italy now. We've driven a lot, quite a bit. Finland and Norway and
Indonesia,
Japan. I mean, the hot, the cold, the barren, we've done it. So
it's clear we love you out here. Aww. But back home in the States, they don't give you as much love for this soulful music, do they? I mean, we've had this conversation.
Yeah.
When you're back in Portland, it's like you have to beat down doors to get the radio stations to play this music. What's the deal?
Well, you know, I just think that there's just a commercial craze in the U.S., and I think that's part of consumerism and capitalism and all the things that come with that. The organic part of being an American is something that there's a group of people fighting for, and we play our music out. Live music gets a lot of support in general, but they say that whole deal about you not being able to be kind of a prophet or a hero in your hometown, it's the truth. And hometown, unfortunately, doesn't just extend to Portland. It extends all over the U.S. So there are issues, but there are a lot of music lovers in the States, and they fight the good fight to keep festivals alive and all of that. I fear it's dying out. So we'll see. You know, the generation I came from, that's all we knew. You know, summer festivals, no clothes, everybody's out dancing in the sunshine and jazz music. And
of course, your dad is a Grammy Award winning musician and teacher, trumpet player. Well, let me think, he's played with Dizzy and James Brown and the Commodores.
He's done it.
Is it Thara Memory?
Or Thara.
Thara Memory.
I like Thara, though. That's Thara, the good British
version.
That's
the
version.
English way.
Yeah.
and of course, he was actually famously, he's mentored Esperanza Spalding, who herself picked up a couple of Grammys, right?
Yeah. She started playing bass, I think, at the age of 14, and he was her first band leader. So she played under him for a decade or something, and he co-produced an album or a couple of songs with her on her Radio City Music, if I'm saying the title of that right. Yes.
Whatever. Oh, Radio Music Society.
Radio Music Society, thank you. And the song City of Roses that he produced with her, and that song won a Grammy. And it's just been, for him, quite the journey, because in your 60s, you know, you don't expect, after doing all of that music and creating and playing, to for it to come to fruition then. But he's taught thousands of students, and they've all gone on and, you know, played in Juilliard and it's Berkeley and gone on to play with major musicians.
Because he flipped from one coast to the other, technically, didn't he? From Florida all the way over to Portland, where he's been for a while. Yeah. Had you ever kind of come home from school and there's James Brown sitting there or Lionel Richie?
No, you know, I don't remember those kind of moments as much as, you know, jazz legends in my personal area, Mel Brown and, you know, cats like that. I would be in rehearsals with him and like I said, at the festivals with him. You know, one time I met Natalie Cole just randomly at a jazz festival in the summertime, and he walked me up to her and just said, "Oh, this is Natalie," and I was like, "Hi." I mean, I had no idea who she was at that point, but kind of mind-blowing moments, I guess. It seemed very normal.
I'm kind of intrigued because I've known of some of your music through Soulful House stuff, Jay and Tahira, for example. And then you and Jared are kind of, you know, both in your mid-30s or late-30s.
Why you got to tell people that?
I'm sorry. Well, you know, we're celebrating, you know, realness here.
Totally.
I'm kind of intrigued as to how it took you guys so long to come to the fore, because, I mean, you both exude this unbelievable soul, songwriting ability, musicality. Well, you know, quite frankly, where the hell you been?
Well, you know, you can't rush the daylight. It's like trying to find your soulmate. You can pass each other on the street 100 times, and if people don't take notice or it's not time for to be heard, then, you know, and I think that's the way that any music that speaks a story or tells the truth works, is it happens when it's time to be heard. And it's why, you know, the Marvin Gaye's and the Stevie Wonder's, their time happened when it happened, sometimes when you're very young. But we have been making music. I had a career before I met Jared, and have played out solo for lots of years. I lived in New York for about 4 years. I've been in the entourage of or worked with some major musicians. It wasn't my time, you know? And there's a learning curve with that, too. I would have never, ever translated these songs on stage the way that I would now 10 years ago.
Yeah. I've been instructed to say hello to Sweetie Darling Tahira.
Is that Steve Brennan?
That's Jazz FM's most devout listener, Steve Brennan. He said you'll laugh and you'll understand.
Hello, Sweetie Darling.
Absolutely. We're going to play a record now. First of all, though, it's exciting times because you're making your solo debut over here in Blighty, as we call it, in Luton, of all places, the Excellent Bear Club, on Wednesday, the 11th of November. That's with Carl Hudson.
Yeah.
Who's a brilliant keyboard
player,
right?
He's just a beast.
Yeah. And what do we expect for that? Just the two of you together?
It's just the two of us. You know, this is the way that I want my music introduced from the front end. And I, you know, I could play with a small band and do it that way. And that will happen, an orchestra maybe even. But I think it's really important to kind of set the tone for how intimate and how vulnerable and how special I want the songs to come across, and how personal I want it to be. So an intimate room, playing the music, hopefully that'll create even more interest and a buzz, and people will feel a connection versus this, you know, the grandiose.
The Bear Club, 11th of November. Come on, people, get up there. I think it's virtually sold out.
Yeah, it is almost sold out, so get those tickets.
And then we're onwards to the EFG London Jazz Festival, biggest date for you guys in London, 14th of November, Shepherd's Bush Empire. Jared Lawson and the good people, the American band, although you've got a funky Italian band now who I saw the other day. Great guys. But let's play this classic song that you and Jared have come up with called All the Time. He said, I was surprised, he said he only met you a year ago, and he sort of said, have a listen to this, go away and write. And you've written a classic together.
Well,
so
tell
me about this.
I'm going to tell you something that people don't know, and that's that he mentions that it shows every now and then that he sent me this snippet of this song. Well, we met February 1st of 2014 at a gig, my father's gig. He was called to substitute for another singer, and we met that night. And we had a massive snowstorm where no one was able to get to each other or talk or anything. We'd meant to get together. It didn't happen. And then February 14th, also Valentine's Day, he sent me this, you know, 45-second snippet that I still have in my phone of him singing just the first few lines, that first verse, and an intro to the chorus. And he said, I'm on to something here. You know, don't judge, it's kind of rough, but can you write the other verse for this? And I did quickly, and we just we had to shut it down at 8 minutes or so. it just kept going. So, yeah. You know.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Tahira, and look forward to seeing you live. Let's get in what we can from this All the Time from Tahira's debut Pride featuring Jared Lawson. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
No longer can I hide these feelings that I have inside. You may not know just what I'm talking about, 'cause I've been too afraid to let it out for fear of losing what we had. Your friendship means the world to me, and I couldn't bear the thought. Judgment has been compromised by this love that I've been holding deep, deep, deep inside. So here I am, putting it all out there on the line, babe. I can't stand to be apart, so I want you to tell. Gave it away.